Hello and welcome to the Young Hollywood Podcast. I'm your host, Michael Gomez, and in this episode, I'm going to be talking about, this is going to be very serious. We are going to have a very serious discussion regarding how I'm feeling towards the podcast, towards film, and just life at the moment. So, if that's something that interests you, as always, sit back, relax, and enjoy the episode. Thank you. Alright, hello you guys, welcome to episode 37 of the podcast. As you know, last episode we talked about WandaVision and a bunch of other film stuff. This, however, is going to be, like I mentioned in the intro, this is going to be a very serious episode as it is something that's been weighing on my mind and I just really need to get it off my chest. Let's dive into it. Alright guys, so the simple truth is that I'm kind of hitting a low point right now, not just in terms of film and the podcast, it's just how I feel right now in life. Again, nothing, let me just clarify before I go into details that nothing drastic is happening, nothing horrible is going on, it's just, you know, life just, you just kind of hit those low points every now and then, and right now this is happens to be one of them. I've been in the process of job hunting for about a month and a half now, and still have yet to find a job. And not only is it a competition due to the fact that I have a disability, but it's also pretty hard considering that there is a pandemic going on. So that I feel like that just magnifies the whole situation, and I'm not trying to say that I'm not getting hired because of my disability. I just have to acknowledge that that could play a factor into the job process. I mean, it sucks, but that's just how it is. There's nothing I can really do about it. Let's see. Yeah, it's mainly just been applying for jobs on a day-to-day basis, constantly trying to just get myself afloat, cause just to pay off for school and then just do whatever I want with it, with the money afterwards, and save up for, I don't know, God knows what. I mean, I don't really know. Part of me still thinks I'm just this kid who's still going through the motions and is in high school, but I'm starting to get hit with the fact that I'm going to be 20 very soon, and I need to start making wise choices, because eventually, like, I can't live with my parents forever, I can't get rides to places forever, I got to step up, and that's terrifying to me. So basically for the past month and a half, it's just been this constant trying to get a job, trying to do something to get by. And in the meantime, since I'm not going to school, I really don't have a strong schedule. And because of that, I kind of feel like I'm wasting my days. Now, as I mentioned before, I have one of my best friends help me set up a schedule to help me just get through the days. And for the most part, I've been sticking to it. But it's still been, for the most part, stuck in my house and I don't really have a lot to do, and I know a lot of people are like this. I mean, everybody's staying home and everything, but, like, I mean, like, it just kind of sucks. I'm kind of going in circles, essentially, and it's been very annoying. I'm not proud of it. I'm not happy about it. I can tell that I'm wearing a lot of people out. I'm wearing my friends out there. I'm exhausting them with all this. I can tell. Only one of them has told me recently, but even despite that, I still know that they all feel the same way. They just don't want to tell me. And I mean, I don't know. It's a lot to take in. It's a hard pill to swallow, but fortunately, it is true. And part of the thing is the whole driving situation. Not only am I jobless and still living with my parents, but I am still trying to get my driver's license, and I still have yet to do so. So I don't know. The thing that I've constantly said over the course of this podcast, and really over the course of the past 4 years of my life, is that change is coming. I kept repeating that tired old phrase, that change is coming, and while for the most part change has come, I feel like there could be more, especially on my end. In fact, all of it can come from my end, and I know that people can take this and see it as, well, oh, I'm just throwing a fit because I'm not having things drastically happen overnight. I don't want things to drastically happen overnight. I know that that's not realistic, but I do want to be able to experience some change. I'm not even experiencing little change. And it's just, I don't know what to do. I can stick to a schedule all I want, but at the end of the day, like, I'm not feeling it. I'm feeling burnout, and at the time of this recording, it's Sunday. It happens to be Valentine's Day, and so basically, what's going on is I don't really know anymore. Currently very exhausted right now. I'm recording this at about 6 in the morning, and essentially, yesterday, so Saturday, I didn't upload a director's log, and if I had, it would have been the 9th one, I believe, and I've already broken schedule off of only after a month. And I feel bad, but at the same time I don't, because I don't think I have anything really worth sharing with anyone at the moment, because I don't know, everything just, as I'm looking at this right now, it would be in the 9th episode. The director's log, and I just haven't been recording because I don't feel like I have anything worth sharing with anybody right now. It's been pretty boring. I mean, all these videos have just been me sitting here in my bedroom, and which sucks, because the entire reason why I started this podcast was because I thought that things were kind of gearing up to take my life in a new direction, and change would be happening, and I guess for the most part it still is taking me in new directions, and I'm just trying to figure out where it's going, and I'm trying to figure out how to stay on the track, and it's just, I don't know, it's just been exhausting and confusing, and I don't know, it's just a mess. I don't know, at the time being, I don't even think I'll be recording a video for tomorrow's video, so I mean, I just don't have the drive or motivation to just pick up my camera and start recording like I did, because it's just like, I feel like I could be doing better. Like, I could be making better videos. Instead, I'm half-assing those projects, just like, as if they were like school assignments and stuff like I had been doing for the past 3 years, and it's just, I'm done. I feel like I owe people more than what I ultimately end up giving them. And that just doesn't apply to YouTube and trying to cater to an audience and trying to grow a following and try and keep the dream going. Which, let me state this before anyone gets assumptions. No, I am not giving up the podcast or the film dream. It's still happening. I'm still keeping the channel. I'm still keeping this podcast. I'm still going to remain consistent with this podcast. It's probably the only thing content-wise that I am consistent with. So, with that out of the way, all I have left to say is that I feel like I can be doing a lot better. I feel like I have a... I don't want this series to end and then I go back and look and find that a large majority of these videos were just a waste of time where nothing happened, no change was insightful, because I wanted to view this project as sort of like a movie, in the sense that over the course of what would end up being about 82 episodes if I hadn't have stopped yesterday, and today. Like a movie, you would have seen this grand, like, story and character arc. And I don't know, it's just like, I feel like I could be doing a lot better. I know I'm capable of more. People always tell me that I'm capable of more, that I could be putting a lot more drive into something. And that's really my greatest enemy at this point. And one of my friends who talked to me recently brought this up to me, saying that it is just me at this point. Nothing's really holding me back but myself. And I've acknowledged this countless times, but I don't know what it is inside of me that's telling me that I can't do it, because I know I can, and I hate this, and it's just the laziness in me that's just telling me to just stop and just not do anything. And it's, I don't know, feels like it's killing me. It's just making me sad, because another reason why I wanted to record the series was because it was to document the last year of my teens before I enter my 20s. And I know that 18 is considered adult, but I don't really consider yourself an adult until you're in your 20s, you're off, you have a job, you're able to keep yourself afloat, essentially, like, with minimal to no, like, assistance. So I think for the moment, in terms of the director's log, I think I'm just gonna end up taking a break for Monday's video as well, and probably gonna continue videos back up this coming Friday, and just come up with an apology video and speak my mind, like I am doing with this episode. But I'll do it in a video format, because I know not everybody that watches the videos listens to the podcast, and I know that vice versa with you guys. So I mean, it's just, I don't know, it's just a lot to unpack at the moment. So yeah, I'm a little nervous to do this right now, but I might as well just get this off my chest. I feel like I'm not being the best person I can be, not being the best family member I can be, and not being the best friend I can be. I'm noticing a lot of problems within myself that I shouldn't have, yet I choose to have. Specifically, I have a little bit of a lying problem. Specifically, when it comes to my friends, I hate that I do this sometimes, but yeah, when, I would do this for a while, but, it's gotten a bit out of hand. When my friends would invite me out to go do stuff, I would purposely decline by saying I was busy or I had something going on, when in fact I either didn't want to go or I just got too lazy and decided not to ask my parents or anything. And I've done this to pretty much all my friends on some occasions, and I'm not happy about it. I'm not proud about it, and I'm not proud of my reason behind it. It's mainly just because I'm lazy, and I just do not feel like getting out of the house, and I don't have the courage to just say, you know what, I just don't feel like doing something. Like, I'm sorry, like, thank you so much for inviting me, but I just do not feel like doing what you invited me to do. Like, and I just can't say that, because I feel like that just sounds cold and just rude, and I hate it. And I have one friend in particular that I really need to talk to about this, and it's just, I don't know, he's probably gonna listen to this, so I don't know. Yeah, that's the issue. I'll say I'm busy when I'm really not, when in fact I either just don't want to go, or I don't want to bring down anybody's mood, because I'm not in the best mood possible, and I don't like people seeing me when I'm like this, when I'm dealing with tough things, when I'm either depressed or dealing with anxiety, and I don't know. You guys are probably already hearing in my voice in this podcast, and I'm sorry. Let me just state, I'm sorry if this wasn't the episode you expected, but it was just something I had to get off my chest and share with you guys, and this is the best way possible for me to share it. So, yeah, I don't want to ever make my friends feel bad. I don't want to ever come off as a mean friend when, in fact, I'm hurting them by lying. And I don't really have the courage to tell them the truth, even though I should, because I don't know. I don't want anyone to feel bad for me. I don't want to come off as rude to anybody. I want to, if not have everyone like me, I at least want to get along with everybody. So, I don't know. It's just, like I said, it's very confusing. All I can say right now is that I appreciate you guys. I appreciate those of you who take the time out of your day to consume my content, no matter what form, whether that be my YouTube videos or this podcast. And I also want to take the time to, if I have any family or friends listening to this, I appreciate each and every single one of you who support me. I love you guys with all of my heart, and yeah, without you guys, this probably wouldn't be possible. Bottom line, I'm not giving up. It's just sometimes in life, you just hit those bumps in the road, and you just gotta wait for everything to smooth out, and that is the case. I don't know. I'm not giving up. I can't. I'm in too deep. I feel like I've invested too much time and money to just give up, and I can't just turn around now. But I will say that I'm definitely going to be taking a little bit of a break. Not for this podcast. This podcast is still going to be coming out weekly. I'm just talking about in terms of the director's log. I really need to take this week up until this coming Saturday. I'll probably either record Friday or Saturday, depending on how I feel. But I definitely want to take this week to just reevaluate everything that's going on and just try and come up with the best game plan possible for myself to just get something going and actually get off my lazy ass and just start doing stuff. And I don't know, a whole bunch of other stuff is going on that I can unpack, but I just want to keep this a little short and sweet. We're already past the 15-minute mark, and yeah. I guess one more issue that I really want to talk about is I want to talk about social media. And I know that it has a lot of positives for people, and I know it has a lot of negatives for people. For me, for the most part, I'd say it's a generally positive thing. The only thing that is bumming me out is just I'm starting to realize that while I do have these followers, you really start to realize just how many of them actually care about what you're sharing and how many of them actually interact. And it's a little disheartening, I'm not gonna lie. I mean, for the longest time, I've just wanted to say, like, I just want to share what I love with people. That's ultimately what I like. I mean, you guys might not be as enthusiastic about film as I am, just like I might not be enthusiastic about cars like someone might be. I don't know. Like, I definitely understand that, but, like, if you're not liking what I'm doing, or if you're not gonna interact and, like, and just be engaged with what I'm sharing, then if I'm not getting any, like, honest feedback from anybody, like, why are you following if I'm not posting anything you're enjoying? Like, it's just so funny. Like, if you go to my Instagram, for example, if I post a picture about, like, my personal life or, like, whatever, that thing will get, I guarantee you guys, that picture will probably get as 3 times as many likes as any picture or thing I've posted about film. I guarantee you. And it's even worse when it comes to Instagram stories. When I post something about film or do polls or anything, just anything for ideas for this podcast, for the video, for Q&As, like, everything. It sucks when you see about, like, 45 to 50 people have seen it, yet you're only getting 5 responses. And it's just like, well, I don't really care. Like, I don't care what you guys share, just as long as it's relevant. You guys, it doesn't have to be this grand, like, intellectual, like, question or anything. You don't have to do anything huge. I just want to know that, I just want to get people's opinions on things, and I just want to engage. I just want to talk with people. That's ultimately what it is, and it's just a little, it's just a little frustrating, because I've thought about it multiple times, and I feel like, I don't know, I just can't figure out how to go on a rant about this. Like, I've thought about recording a video and posting it to Instagram, talking about this, talking about, like, if there are people who are following me who don't like what I'm doing, or have no interest and don't want to engage in like, my questions or anything, if film is something that bothers you, or, like, something that you're not too entirely interested in, leave. Like, I'm sorry, like, leave. Like, you're not gonna, like, hurt my feelings. I just want to be able to get an accurate number of the people who actually care. I don't care if my followers, like, drop and, like, I lose, like, half of my following. Like, I don't really care. Here, I just want an accurate number of people who legitimately care about what I'm trying to, about what I'm trying to share. And that's even more frustrating when a bunch of people are engaging with your personal, and then when you try to make a business dedicated solely to the stuff that you're already posting on your personal, only, I want to say, less than a quarter of the people who follow you join over. And that's very frustrating. And it's, I don't know, it's just frustrating. And I've thought about doing a rant, but I can never figure out how to do it in a way that, I always thought that regardless of however I chose to do it, it would come off as rude, and that's the last thing I want to come off as to anybody. I never want to be rude with anybody. I want to be kind with everybody. At the end of the day, I just want an accurate representation of the people who actually and legitimately care about my journey and my interests, and people who want to share and, like, I just want to be able to have conversations with people. They don't have to be these huge grand things. I just want to get people's opinions on films. You don't have to be a film expert. I'm by no means a film expert, and if I'm trying to come off as that, I'm sorry. That just paints the wrong picture. That's not who I am. I don't want to come off as this arrogant film snob. That's, I can come off as that sometimes, I'm sure, but that is never my intention. Sometimes I just get a little too passionate about it. But at the end of the day, I just want to talk to people. I want to get your opinions. Like, what do you think of this? What do you think of that? Like, should I try this? Like, what do you guys think of if I try and experiment with this? Like, at the end of the day, I just want to have a conversation with people and just get to know people. But sadly, not a whole lot of people want to share, which is ironic considering they're going on a platform that is designed to share with other people. And I don't know. But anyways, guys, I'm gonna go ahead and wrap up the podcast right here. As always, I appreciate each and every single one of you who take the time out of your day to listen. Please be sure to like and share this podcast with a friend. You can find it on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever else you choose to listen. Like I said, I know that this was a pretty serious, if not a little somber, episode. And I'm sorry, but like I said, they're not all gonna be just full of energy and about film. It's just sometimes I have to be serious with you guys, and I have to be serious with myself, and I just want everybody to know that I'm okay. I am just going through a bit of a rough patch, and I just need to figure things out for myself and figure out what I need to do and what I should be doing to help myself feel the best as I possibly can. As always, thank you guys so much for listening, and as always, take care.